South Africa's ambassador to the US, Ibrahim Razul, is set to leave Washington after being expelled over comments critical of President Donald Trump's administration. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. A veteran of the anti-apartheid struggle and a former political prisoner, Razul has never shied away from speaking his mind. But his remarks on Trump's race politics have now cost him his diplomatic post. No regrets as Razul prepares to leave. Following the announcement of his expulsion, Razul appeared unfazed, telling family and friends that he and his family were all packed up and looking forward to returning to South Africa. "I leave with no regrets," he said. His comments, made during a webinar hosted by a South African think tank, sparked outrage in Washington. Razul accused Trump of mobilizing supremacism and using white victimhood as a dog whistle, drawing comparisons to racial tensions in South Africa. Diplomatic fallout. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio responded swiftly, calling Razul a race-baiting politician who hates America, and declaring him no longer welcome in the country. The U.S. had already cut aid to South Africa over a controversial land reform law, claiming it unfairly targeted white farmers, an accusation Pretoria strongly denied. Back in South Africa, President Cyril Ramaphosa defended Razul, calling his expulsion regrettable and praising his diplomatic work. However, some anonymous officials privately suggested he crossed a line by making politically charged remarks. A lifetime of activism. For those who know Razul, his outspoken stance comes as no surprise. Born in Cape Town and classified as colored under apartheid, he was forcibly removed from his home as part of the racist regime's segregation policies. His activism began in the 1970s, and by 1976, he was experiencing police brutality firsthand as a teenage protester. Razul later became a senior figure in the ruling ANC, serving in various government roles before being appointed South Africa's ambassador to the US from 2010 to 2015 under Barack Obama. He returned to the post in 2024, but his tenure was short-lived under the new Trump administration. Was Razul targeted? Some believe Razul's removal was about more than just his comments on Trump. Fayez Jacobs, a longtime ANC colleague, suggested that Razul's faith and pro-Palestinian stance made him a target. "The fact that he's Muslim, the fact that he represented our country's views on Palestine. Those are the real reasons he was targeted." South Africa recently took Israel to the International Court of Justice, accusing it of genocidal acts in Gaza, a move that further strained relations with Washington. A difficult mission from the start. According to international relations expert Oscar Van Heerden, Razul was always facing an uphill battle in Washington. Knives were already out for Razul before he even arrived. It was a mere formality to find a reason to get rid of him. As South Africa looks for a replacement, Van Heerden warns that no amount of experience or diplomacy will satisfy Washington unless the new envoy completely aligns with the Trump administration's views. For now, Ibrahim Razul leaves Washington as he arrived, an outspoken advocate for justice, unafraid to challenge the powerful. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.